Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for our program, and that's GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong. In this week's program, we are going to find out what's new with Raven Industries. And I spoke with Paul Welbig. He is the Raven Director of Marketing and Slingshot Operations. Paul, it's great to talk to you. And it's been, about a year that Raven has been a sponsor of the AgWired smartphone app. We certainly appreciate that and your willingness to continue that for another year. Why don't we just kind of start right there? At the time, Raven was probably one of the first companies to actually advertise using that platform, something new and different. But that just really ties in with kind of Raven's whole theme in terms of technology.
Yeah, that's well said, Chuck. I mean, we, as it relates to information and reaching customers and just the proliferation of technology in general, fits right in with Raven's strategy moving forward, that based on its Slingshot platform specifically, you know, high-speed internet availability to tractor cabs, but also through mobile environments as well, you know, smartphones, iPads, those types of devices, just kind of line up well with where we're heading and what you'll see from Raven in the future. So we thought it was a great avenue to communicate with customers through that venue, because a lot of those customers using those types of tools are also going to be customers using the, you know, Raven and the Slingshot solution in the future.
Well, I just had an inquiry, somebody wanting my thoughts on, in this case, row crop farmers and like their adoption of social media and mobile technology. How would you answer that question? You know, with the kind of business that you're in, you're dealing with a very high-tech product on your own level. But how do you see your customers and your interaction and communication with them when it comes to some of these new communication platforms?
Well, definitely it allows a manufacturer like Raven providing these types of solutions to interact very closely and directly with our end user customers, which is, you know, something that traditionally hasn't been real easy to do. So from a customer's perspective, it's also very difficult to really have a quote relationship with the ultimate, you know, manufacturer of the product that you purchase. So it's kind of an interesting dynamic that is emerging, you know, just in general. But for our types of customers, again, they are very techy because there's a lot of technology being introduced on the farm. And having an avenue, a very simple and easy avenue to communicate with the providers of those solutions and so on and reciprocate us with our customers, it just gives us a higher touch point. And we've seen dramatic increases in usability and communication in general with those customers. We'll be at trade shows. And, you know, we'll have folks come up and introduce themselves and say, hey, I follow you on Twitter, and I was the guy that asked you this question, and I got a quick response. And, you know, that's what it's all about, is making those connections and really helping support those folks as well. We've used this as a venue to, hey, if there's a question in the field or something, they can get a very quick response to those questions by, you know, putting a post on Facebook, tweeting about it, you know, through their smartphone or whatever. And we have people that actually look at that and respond very quickly, because we want to make sure that their uptime stays up and especially in the critical parts of the season.
Yeah, well, you know, a real key component to any company's communications and ability to have a place for customers to get information is their website. And I understand that Raven has something new and simple, right?
That's exactly right. And fact, it's called RavenSimple.com, and we encourage folks to start pinging that that web address, and we're going to just continuously keep it updated. But, yeah, I mean, again, in a very changing world in the high technology age we live, Raven's coming out with new products, new capabilities, new solutions for growers all the time, and it's a challenge for us to continuously keep everyone up to speed and updated on those changes and what is coming new. And obviously a website is a very dynamic way to do that, that we keep it updated and so on, and along with the fact of the tools that we just talked about from a social media that we can also communicate via that avenue as well. But yeah, RavenSimple.com basically outlines some of the new things that you're seeing from Raven in a very simple format that helps folks gain more access to that information. We also have a new help site called RavenHelp.com that's a little more technical in nature, but it's more from a, you know, if you really want to dig into some of the more capabilities of some of our systems and how do you configure them, how do you install them, what are some of the things going on there, we have that as well. So RavenSimple.com is a very simple place to go to get some basic information, and there's a tie-in right to our RavenHelp.com to get more information beyond that.
Well, at least right now, as of doing this interview, I think if growers were to go to RavenSimple.com, they can also enter to win a pretty sweet prize, right?
That is exactly right. So we're giving away a Cruiser RTK system and really trying to encourage folks to go there and register, and it's pretty exciting. You know, we're also in the giving spirit given the time of the year here. So, yeah, absolutely. We want to encourage folks to do that and win that.
Well, we're going to be hitting the serious farm show season coming up here now that winter has officially made itself known to a large part of the Midwest. What are some of the key places we might find Raven where growers can get more information on a real personal face-to-face basis? Any you might want to point to?
Well, you're going to find us at most of the regional farm shows over the next several months, you know, and I know things slow down a little bit in December, but in January we'll be, you know, in Des Moines. We'll also be in Vermilion, South Dakota at the Dakota Farm Show. We're going to be in, I know, in Indiana and other places in Illinois. So you'll find us sprinkled throughout the, you know, all over at the various regional farm shows. And then as far as national, we'll be at Louisville at the National Farm Machinery Show, as always. And we're going to have a full deck of products to demonstrate and show and get more information. We'll have our complete team there with subject matter experts. If you've got questions about certain things, you know, we always staff it appropriately to make sure that those questions get answered. And it also allows us a forum to introduce some of our new products and really get things headed in the right direction for the spring season. And then we usually conclude I'd call it our winter show circuit, Commodity Classic this year again. So we'll also be attending that.
Well, I think I just got my registration taken care of for Commodity Classic now that's finally open. Well, we'll certainly see Raven out and about as we have now for a number of years. The ZimCom team will be at a number of those shows too. Anything else about what Raven's up to or what we can expect from Raven as we look forward to the upcoming new year?
There's several new things that you'll see from Raven, and probably too numerous to talk about all of them, so I would encourage you for growers to stop by those trade shows and come see us and see everything that's new. I would like to highlight the fact that, you know, our Cruiser 2 RTK system that was introduced earlier this year, we've coupled that now with some brand new RTK steering kits on, you know, probably about 10 different modern platforms of, you know, tractors from, you know, Case, John Deere, Challenger, New Holland. So a lot of different models. We've just continuously expanded our RTK kit availability. So now you can couple a cruiser to RTK system that's very simple, you know, affordable guidance system. So it's very very simple to use. We've had, you know, Cruiser out there for a number of years, and farmers just love that system. We have an RTK version of that that makes it very high accuracy capability, and now you tie that to a steer kit, and all that for under $10,000, you can have an RTK steering system on your farm, and you couple that with our Slingshot delivery, you know, internet capability system. I mean, that's just, it's just an unfathomable type of solution to get started with, you know, if you're not already auto steering today, it's a great way to get started. So we're pretty excited about that. We kind of launched a major promotion through our dealers, and you'll see just hints of that through some of our advertising campaigns and so on to let folks know about that. But we're pretty excited about that because it's an entry into some of the more sophisticated precision ag programs out there.
Well, Raven is definitely precision simplified, I think I've seen it said.
That's exactly right.
And you can find out a lot more about that if you go to ravensimple.com. Thank you very much, Paul. We have been learning more about what's new with Raven. And Raven is, once again, sponsor of the AgWired smartphone app. We really appreciate that, Paul.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Well, that is the Zimcast for this week. I'm going to leave you with some music from Music Alley. This is a song called Raven by Mark Shepherd. I hope you enjoy it, and thank you for listening.
Raven had a conversation with the moon. He asked her, is there a certain tune I can sing to convince the sun to return without getting my lovely feathers burned? 1, 2, 1. 2, 2, 1. 1, 2, 1. 2, 2, 1. Raven was having dinner with a lovely crow. He said, there are things we both know, but we don't know how we know. And furthermore, there is no such thing as a coincidence. And she knew right then that he wanted to get into her. 1, 2, 1. 2, 2, 1. 1, 2, 1. 2, 2, 1. Raven had an appointment with a dream. He told her, we are more than what we seem. Perception is projection, if you get the drift of what I mean. Let the parts come together without a single seam. 1, 2, 1. 2, 2, 1.
'You, so how do I know you're really there? And instead of giving an evasive or defensive reply, she simply rolled her eyes. 1, 2, 1. 2, 2, 1. 1, 2, 1. Raven had an argument with the wind. Can you tell me where you begin and where I end? Are you my lover or just more than a friend? To which the wind said, baby, now that all depends. 1, 2, 1.
had a discussion with a dove. You are of the same stuff that I am made of, but you are white and I am black. You are yin to my yang. And he closed his eyes as he opened up his heart as he sang. One, two, one. Two, two, one. One, two, one. Two, two, one. Raven had a conversation with the moon. He asked her, is there a particular tune I can sing to convince the sun to go away? She looked at him and said, baby, not today. One, two, one. Two, two, one. One, two, one.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.